Archaeologists working in Virginia say they've finally found the childhood home of George Washington. It took 7 years of digging to uncover the crucial evidence. There was no sign of a cherry tree or a hatchet, but archaeologists say they've got a trove of household items that could reveal a lot more about Washington's childhood years. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The Ferry Farm has long been known as the one-time property of Augustine Washington, George Washington's father, and the likely site of George's childhood home. It's situated on a terrace overlooking the Rappahannock River in rural Virginia. But the problem, says archaeologist David Muraca, was that there were five houses buried there.
We weren't sure where in the puzzle the Washington house was. We knew that there were several houses out there, and we needed to sort of find the one that we were looking for.
Muraca and colleagues with the George Washington Foundation started digging 7 years ago. Eventually, they ruled out the other four houses as too recent. When they got to the last house, there wasn't much to see. Most of the stone in the original foundations had been removed in later centuries to build other homes. But in what remained, there was a crucial clue: mortar that contained oyster shell, a trademark of 18th-century building in the region. The archaeologists found root cellars and foundations for two fireplaces. In the cellars, they uncovered painted plaster from walls and ceilings, animal bones, broken earthenware, glass, and lots of straight pins. And they found evidence of a fire.
We found ash. We found people were pushing ash and a lot of burnt domestic artifacts, burnt plaster, to the bottom of that root cellar because they were abandoning it.
Historical documents describe a fire that burned down the Washington home on Christmas Eve in 1740. But Muraca says they found sheets of unburned plaster on top of the burned material. That suggests that the fire did not consume the whole house and that the family rebuilt the burned section. Muraca says all this evidence led them to conclude that this was, in fact, George Washington's boyhood home. It was a good-sized home, 50 feet by 37 feet, but he says the artifacts show how the Washington's fortunes reversed.
They start the beginning of the 1740s as a sort of a regional gentry. They have pretty good lives, and then the series of misfortunes occur.
George's sister dies. Then they have the house fire, and in 1743, George's father dies. The elder Washington's will leaves most of the family wealth to his two sons from a previous marriage. George's mother, Mary Washington, and her family see their income drop. Muraca says there's little evidence in the house of the material things, fancy dishware or decorative figurines that a genteel 18th-century family would normally own.
George Washington's mother stays on the property until 1772, so almost her entire life is spent on that property. And you don't see until the very end of her stay there that the material niceties start to reappear.
At a press conference at the National Geographic Society, which supported the research, archaeologist Philip Levy of the University of South Florida said the discovery opens a door for lots of new research.
The childhood period is poorly understood. Now, we are in position now to begin to understand that childhood in a level of detail that has heretofore not been possible for scholars of any type.
The scientists say it will take years to sort through and analyze all the artifacts. They also plan to rebuild the house using period tools and materials similar to those available in the early 18th century. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.